Can I have everyone's attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Hello. Welcome to I Abs Idol, everybody. Is that good? I just ate the mic. This is the first time in history anybody's been louder than me.
Mary, oh, no, come on.
Mary Lou.
Hello, test. Oh.
Okay.
Byron, we're ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to... Okay, I'm not going to talk unless I'm the only one who is talking. Thank you. Welcome to the third annual IABS Idol. This is what we're going to do. Miss Allie Slaughter, our esteemed treasurer for the next 48 hours, is up near the front of the room. We'll be near the doors. Allie, say hi.
Hi.
Hi. She will be collecting your money. So the rules are, if you have agreed to perform, and if you are performing, you will pay $5 per person per performance. Please give your money to Allie. If possible, use small bills. If not possible, we'll do our best to accommodate you. Or else make the rest a donation. We're happy with that. We have a very, very talented and untalented group of performers scheduled for you tonight. First among them, because we lead by example, is IAB's first vice president, Lori Brown, singing her rendition of Patsy Cline's Crazy.
Oh, that's okay. I'll probably grab it anyway.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday you'd leave me for somebody new. Worry, why did I let myself worry? Wondering what in the world did I do? Oh, crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you. Crazy for thinking that my love could hold you. I'm crazy for trying and crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Okay, it works. Yeah.
But it was a really nice way to start off the evening, and I'm supposed to be mean, but it was good, so.
Thank you,
Stu. Oh, my goodness. Such a softy. Wow. I was going to say, that's a really great way to get our expectations very high. I'm worried about the rest of the evening now.
Yes, I'll take a quarter pounder extra value meal with a Sprite and an apple. Wrong microphone.
Drive through, please.
Yes. Lori, I loved the performance. The one thing that I would say is that you can sing the words and you can sing the notes, and you've got that down to a T. The thing that I think would really sell a performance for you, because you are a phenomenal singer, is put all of your heart and soul into everything that you're singing. Love the notes, love the words, but I want Lori out of the song. You did a fantastic job.
Thank you, Brian. Sounds like he wants more vibrato. I don't know.
Bruce Paul, are you in the room? Bruce Paul? Anthony Thomas, are you in the room? If you're not here when you're called, we're going to make you pay and not sing. Ooh. You two want to go? Are you ready? Yeah. Next up, we have our sound engineers. Hey, you got volunteered. Byron and Blair performing I Don't Know What.
Everybody pee in the shower.
No, that's Christy.
Oh.
She lost the bet. I think he's looking.
Byron and Blair. Phil, they're telling me to fill. I don't know any clean jokes.
All right, Blair and I are going to sing a rousing rendition of cartoon music.
We are?
Yes, we are. All right. Ren and Stimpy with Happy Happy Joy Joy.
Hello, boys and girls.
Girls.
This is your old pal, Stinky Weaselteeth.
This is a song about a whale.
No. This is a song about being happy. That's right. It's the Happy Happy Joy Joy song.
Happy Happy Joy Joy, 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 Happy Happy Joy Joy Joy.
I don't think you're happy enough. That's right. I'll teach you to be happy. I'll teach your grandmother to suck eggs. Now, boys and girls, let's try it again.
Ready?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, happy, joy, joy, joy.
If and you ain't the granddaddy of all liars, the little critters of nature, they don't know that they're ugly. That's very funny. A fly marrying a bumblebee. I told you I'd shoot, but you didn't believe me. Why didn't you believe me?
Happy, happy, joy, joy. 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 Happy, 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 joy, joy, joy.
Woo! Pat, please don't mark that.
Notice no one's applauding. Trust me, it gets much better after this. They can only go uphill from here.
All in favor of us giving up engineering and going into singing, say aye. All in favor of us shutting up and just letting you guys sing.
Aye.
All opposed.
You sing, you pay. We don't care what.
Wait, did that notion get moved? Or seconded?
Yes. Stop.
Can we have an amendment?
Whatever the battle works out. Allie? Okay. Allie, are we done?
Our work here is done.
Let's go now.
Judges? I'm not judging.
I really appreciate that this convention is being streamed across the internet.
You know, I liked it, but I thought it was missing something. Missing some. Oh, Lori! Yes.
You want to buy me a drink, don't you?
No.
Okay. Just as a reminder, IABS is selling.
No, not her.
Okay. Oh, well. I'm blind. I can't tell. Just as a reminder, IABS is selling Chex Mix and water. It's here. Where is it? At the front. Of the room, front door. So if you want to buy some water,
front door service.
It'll help you not get too drunk. Buy some Chex Mix in case you did get too drunk and you want to add food. Or just say hello to your fellow IABS members. They're up in the front of the corner where they belong, in the corner. Okay, next up, Kathy Randall, Debbie Stein. And I don't know what they're doing, so they'll surprise us all.
Go, Debbie. No. Go, Kathy.
Go, Kathy.
Shall we dance?
Yeah. Do we get a microphone?
Yes, right here.
Yeah. Can we get another microphone if somebody wants another one?
Can we share
one?
Do we? Okay. After Happy, Happy, Joy, Joy, what Kathy and I are going to do is a bit of a change of pace. We're going to do an a cappella number, and some of you may recognize the words, so if you do, you're very welcome to join along. Join us in this simple, heartfelt prayer. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my life, Lord. No help from my friends. So, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Dialing for dollars is trying to find me. I wait for delivery each day until 3. So, oh Lord, won't you buy me a color TV? Oh Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? I'm counting on you, Lord. Please don't let me down. Prove that you love me and buy the next round. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a night on the town? Everybody, oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz? My friends all drive Porsches. I must make amends. Worked hard all my life, Lord. No help from my friends. Oh, Lord, won't you buy me a Mercedes-Benz?
That's a tough one.
Okay. I'm trying to eat the mic. Okay. Well, that was interesting.
I'm sorry. Now, what was the problem with quiet cars? You know, I love the... I'm down with the Mercedes-Benz. I love a color TV. But I'm really worried that both of you want to go out on a date with God. And I'm going to say, I think you're both married and it's too late to join a convent. So you might want to rewrite that last verse.
Okay, is Anthony Thomas in the room? Is Bruce Paul in the room? Are the Bynes in the room? How about, okay, Joseph, you're going to be up next. After this, there's one and then you, so if you could come up to the front of the room to get ready, that'd be great. Next, Mark, were you seeking my attention? No, okay. Next we have Debbie Pittman, who will be performing her rendition of Whitney Houston's I Believe in You and Me. Debbie? Debbie? Over by me.
Oh, it's up there. Can I take it down? Okay, because I can't do it like that. I can't hold it.
Oh, it's on a stand.
Oh, okay.
How
okay.
High do you want it? Is this
will work, I guess.
Do you want it lower? Higher?
No, that's fine.
Yeah, you gotta turn it up some.
Okay, you're gonna have to get a little closer to the mic than you are.
Okay.
You can move this up and down.
Okay, I'll do that.
Feel the way I do.
Ow. That was high, but good.
That was great, but I was distracted by my Twitter, so. I would I'd like to make a motion to amend that. I thought that was overall a good, solid performance. I love the fact that we can come to these and see everybody's hidden talents, and well done.
Pam Gilmore, are you in the room? You're up next.
Take this off and sting.
Yes.
Music of the night. That's very quiet.
Byron, you ready? Next up, we have one of our scholarship winners who answered the call and is performing something about the night.
The music of the night.
The music of the night. Okay, sorry. I'm thinking about nighttime equals sleep, people. Music of the night, Joseph Bine. There you go.
Yep.
Nighttime sharpens, heightens each sensation. Darkness and wakes imagination. Silently the senses abandon their defenses. And the truth isn't what you want to see. In the dark, it is easy to pretend that the truth is what it ought to be. Softly, deftly, music shall caress you. Hear it, feel it, secretly possess you. Let the dream begin, let your darker side give in to the power of the music that I write. The power of the music. music of the night. Let your mind start a journey to a strange new world. Leave all thoughts of the life you knew before. Close your eyes and let music set you free. Only then can you belong to me. Floating, falling, sweet intoxication. Touch me, trust me, savor each sensation. Let the dream begin, let your darkest side give in to the power of the music that I write. The power of the music of the
eating the mic. I love Phantom of the Opera, so this might be a bit biased, but you really blew me away. I mean, probably won't be able to say that for other people, but yeah.
Simon is a softie tonight. No, that was great, and I will say that, you know... When it comes to people working for money, they'll do a lot of things. So that was great. Yeah.
Number one, props on the Phantom. Not many people do Broadway anymore, so props to you on that. But I have to say a couple of things here. Number one, well, I guess I already had a number one. So Roman numeral one, you're a handsome dude. And so I'm a little concerned that you took on this Phantom role, because he's an ugly guy. And number two, I just Roman numeral two, letter B. I want to congratulate you for doing something that I've never seen in my life before, and that is making the entire NFBI quiet.
And Randy, if you're listening, we're keeping an eye on him. Don't worry.
Okay, next up. Wait, I'm going to try this one more time because it's become a running joke. Anthony Thomas, are you in the room?
I am.
Oh! Well, too bad. You lost your spot. Now you got to wait. Okay, next up, we have Pam Gilmore, who is singing her rendition of Melissa Manchester's Through the Eyes of Love. Do you want me to lower this for you?
I think it's okay. Thank you. Yes. please don't let this feeling end. It's everything I am, everything I want to be. I can see what's mine now, finding out what's true. Since I found you, looking through the eyes of love, now I can take the time. I can see my life as it comes up shining now, reaching out to touch you. I can feel so much since I found you, looking through the eyes of love. And now
That little sheet of paper you're holding up is called cheating. But that's okay.
That's a brilliant
It was such a sweet song.
Well, Anthony, I, that... Well, I must say that was a really a touching tribute to Braille literacy. Thank you.
So, you know, this one is special for me because I remember you coming up here last year, Pam, and I remember last year you were really shy and quiet. And this year there was so much spirit and so much depth in what you were singing. And if I were wearing a cap, I would tip it to you. That was a wonderful performance.
All right. So two very, very good performances. I can't make anybody follow that up. It'd just be too mean. So it'll have to be me. I'm taking the bullet for the team.
What's the Twitter say?
We'll get the reviews in a moment. They're all listening. I am singing I'll Never Get Over You Getting Over Me by Exposé.
I hear you're taking the town again, having a good time with all your good time friends. I don't think that you think of me. You're on your own now, and I'm alone and free. I know that I should get on with my life, but a life lived without you could never be right. As long as the stars shine down from the heavens, long as the rivers run to the sea, I'll never get over you getting over me. I try to smile so the hurt won't show. Tell everybody that I was glad to see you go, but the tears just won't go away. Loneliness found me, looks like it's here to stay. I know that I ought to find someone new, but all I find is myself always thinking of you. As long as the stars shine down from the heavens, long as the rivers run to the sea, I'll never get over you getting over me. Whoa, no matter what I do, it's nothing like time to live through. I can't go on like this. I need your warm touch. You're the only one I've ever loved. Oh.
Eating the mic. You know I love you, Ronza, but You do realize we are streaming live.
All right, so I guess this song was about someone getting promoted over you. Was that...
I am thrilled by the talent. It was good singing. It really was. But the thing that I want to give you absolute props on, Ronza, is the fact that you were able to not only sing, but play the saxophone at the same time. That was tremendous. I didn't like that
saxophone. Let's see what the Twitter reviews say.
Some actually did come in. Okay. No one said it had to be pretty, and I paid my $5. Okay, next up, we have David Meyer, who is returning with an old favorite, and y'all can recognize it by yourself. The Black Hawk chapter, please make your way to the front of the room.
Hey, Black Hawk.
Each. David, over here. Over here. David. Do you need to sit?
I would rather, yeah. I don't know if I can do a cane, a guitar, and sing at the same time. Okay.
And me. We need 5 more now. No, I'll pay you for that. Thank God. Ryan, are you singing on Christian?
Okay. Am I coming through? I can't tell. Oh, okay, now I understand. All right. The last time I tried this, I tried to imitate Dylan, and I decided after last night, never again. Leanne, it's actually still up there, regrettably. I sent you an email last night, so you'll know where to find it. All right, this could have been the story of my life had I listened to the wrong people. And I guess that's what makes it special to me. It does incorporate an old Federation song as part of it, and you're welcome to join in on the refrain. Today I'm happy, today I'm glad. I finished my 5-year course in rehab. I learned chair caning and I learned basketry. And now there's not a blessed soul wants to hire me. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. When I was just a young boy, thought I'd go to school, learn to be a teacher, thought that might be cool. Bless my friendly counselor, he just told me no. Said, son, you're not quite smart enough, it's best that you not go. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Once I was a tuba boy and I could play it mean. Thought I'd make myself some bread down in New Orleans. I asked the state to help me, and they said the cost was high. They said I'd be much better off on my SSI. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Well, the song is almost over, and many will give thanks, for it's just another story of a life gone in the tank, with little expectation, and as one who dared not dream, I took my course in rehab, I lost my self-esteem. Rehab, 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 I'm happy, I'm glad for rehab. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Can everyone join me in the last verse? It's the same as the first. Today I am happy. Today I am glad. I finished my 5-year course in rehab. I learned chair caning. I learned basketry. And now there's not a blessed soul who wants to hire me. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Rehab, 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 rehab. I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Yes, I'm happy and I'm glad for rehab. Yes, I'm happy, and I'm glad for rehab.
Okay. We all love Dave Meyer. But, is expectation a word?
Expectation. Yeah, that was good.
That was good. Now, this is great. Dave actually sounds a lot like Pat McCarty, which is a guy who plays in the Midwest quite a bit in Madison, my alma mater. But for all of those who are, I think this is really important for those listening on the internet, clearly do not come to the state of Illinois for rehabilitation.
The only thing I heard Mark say was Bacardi, so I'm going back. Oh, wait. Dave, stellar job. Love the picking, love the singing. Nice job.
So we have 14 listeners at this moment on the stream. We know some of them. Welcome to Karen Anderson, Randy Strunk, Tony Olivero, Triva Olivero, and Byron Lee, apparently, who's twittering from over there. If you want to let us know who you are, send an instant messenger via AIM to Byron John Lee, BYRONJOHNLEE. Or via MSN, Byron Lee, Byron at ByronLee.com. Those are two ways you can let us know that you're listening. Or you can call Patty at 3 a.m.
And send your PayPal contributions to Riccobono at UWAlumni.com.
Okay. Do you want a second? Debbie, Patty? Dr. Maurer, if you're listening, call Patty at 3 a.m. Okay, do you want the second mic? Okay, next up. Well, I have an announcement to make.
I have moved, and am now a member of, in addition to Chicago chapter and Baltimore City chapter, to the Blackhawk chapter. And so for purposes of this next item, I belong to them.
Heart and soul.
They paid me $5. Okay. Next up, we have something that's not in our regularly scheduled program, except for this year. We have the beginning of the Battle of the Chapters. The purpose of the Battle of the Chapters is to compare talent, or again, lack thereof, among our chapters. Now, first, I want to recognize the Kankakee Heartland chapter, our hosts, this convention. They've done a great job. Now, Bill and Ruth, are you here?
No.
Okay, they have to go to bed early. They're tired. So, good night, Bill and Ruth.
Good night.
Okay, about 30 of you owe us each $5. In addition, we would like to recognize the Four Rivers chapter, who, though some of them are here, they're too chicken to participate in the Battle of the Chapters.
When is the next performer coming on?
Mark, you better get ready. You know, payback and all that. At any rate, okay, next up, we have the Black Hawk chapter with I Can See Clearly.
Wait, hold a minute. I got to say a few words.
Bob's got to say a few words.
I got to say a few words,
Black
yes.
Black Hawk chapter president.
Yeah, this is a Black Hawk chapter noted for its musical talent.
Yes, yes.
And we have, besides my adopted daughter, Ronza, Pat Olson, can you come up?
And our adopted daughter, Lori.
And we have Lori Brown, who has gone a long way in the last few years, but she started out as a Black Hawk chapter member.
Yeah.
And you're going to see the real Laura Brown in this number.
They don't want to see the real one.
Oh, well, yeah. The real one, yes, we don't want to see that one. Not in public. Anyway, the song we're going to sing, this is going to be a familiar song, but you need to listen to the words. If you listen to the words, think about a blind person who has found the NFB. Think about the blind person who's found independence and found freedom through the philosophy of the NFB, and listen to these words. And there's one line in here that just really hits me, and it's called, and the line is, "Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind." So if you feel the urge, sing along with us if you hear that line. So with that, I think we are ready. Is the chapter ready?
Yep, the
we are ready.
Ready.
The chapter
He's
is
ready.
Ready.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone. Disappear. Here is a rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day.
where the judges start with their, yeah. Chicago chapter, you're up next. Please make your way to Pay Alley. After Chicago chapter was going to be for Ferris wheel. So Chicago chapter now, and then Ferris wheel after that. What? Oh.
Don is singing something.
Yeah, that's fine. You guys. Allie? Allie's right here. Chicago chapter. You're the richest. Pay.
No.
I'm sorry? You pay, Allie. You're back?
I'm back.
We've been calling you for your song. Okay. Debbie does.
Are we like pay. Forgotten? Yeah, let the battles begin.
That, now I know what a group of drunken shakers look like.
Chicago chapter members.
Number Alpha, I would like some Pringles. And two, no, I don't want those really. And number two, I'm really excited for the Battle of Bands to get started, so let's bring on the first contestant.
No, second.
Oh, wait.
We already had one. Anybody else need to pay? Did everybody pay?
If you're singing, you gotta pay.
I can't read and hold it.
Okay. Who wants to hold the second mic?
I did.
You're right next to the other mic. Okay.
All right, I'll take this one.
Ken and Debbie. You're facing the wrong direction. You all turn around and face me.
Hi, who's this? Ken Shad. Hi, Ken.
Anthony's by the microphone already.
Reach out. Ken, reach out. Okay. We're ready.
Okay.
Chicago chapter, are you ready?
I guess we're
ready as we'll ever be.
Have you all paid?
We have paid the piper.
Okay. Oh. It's me. It's Ronson.
Chicago, thank you for that performance. That was very good. All right, next one.
No, no, Mark. We have to give them a chance. They gave us a lot of money. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, next up, where is Dave? Huh? Dave's here. He's
excuse me. Where's Dave? Dave Meyer. Okay. Just checking.
She wants to make sure someone drowns out her voice.
She keeps handing me the microphone.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, and they deserve no introduction because there are like a million of them.
Some of them are not here.
The Chicago chapter.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears are when we die. You can make the mountains ring or make the angels cry. Those birdies on the wing, and you may not know. Smile on your brother, everybody gets together, trying to love one another right now. Some may come and some may go, we will surely pass. When the one that left us here returns for us at last, we are but a moment's light fading in the rest. Come on, people, now smile on your brother. Everybody get together, try to love one another right now. Try to love one another right now.
Well, I think I'm required to say something good because I'm part of Chicago, and I think we just raised like $50 in that one performance. Go Chicago!
Is this mic on?
Oh, that's that. You know, I'm really disappointed. You know, the National Federation of the Blind is a civil rights organization, and to leave the sisters out like that is despicable.
You know, doggone it, I just want to say hooray to the 18 million women who put a crack in that glass ceiling. I think that's fantastic. You know, I'm tempted to give you guys the gift certificate just to watch you split it that many ways.
No, Ryan.
We're come on,
Chicago.
Smile on the sisters. Smile on the sisters.
Wait, we just auctioned it off. Forget that.
Okay. Couple of... You did great. This is my home chapter. Another round of applause for Chicago. Considering... Okay.
That performance reminded me of the Cubs in the playoffs.
Mark, do you want to survive your visit? I'd be careful. Okay. We're going to take just a moment while the entire room returns to their seats in the form of the Chicago chapter. All right, if we can. Okay, if we can settle down for just a second.
What?
Let's see.
Bill?
Hang on.
Okay. Yeah.
See, the microphone is...
Ferris, you guys haven't paid.
I have.
Oh. All right. We're dealing with technical difficulties in that the MC is incapable of unwrapping a cord from around a mic, so 1 second. In the meantime, reminder, the Illinois Association of Blind Students is selling water. Some of you are really drunk and need it.
Sell booze.
The bar is going to be open until midnight, sir? Or ma'am? Sorry. I'm blind. Bar is going to be open until midnight. Blind.
Allie, where are you?
And that is 40 minutes. So get your drink on now. In addition... All right, can I have your attention,
please? It's covered.
It's all covered.
Settle down, Chicago chapter.
I've got to get $5 back from them now.
All right, in addition, the prize tonight that the participants are competing for is a gift certificate for $25 to Red Lobster and or Olive Garden. In addition to $5 worth of 50-50 raffle tickets, so the chance at winning... half of whatever we end up making. Whatever. The chapters are not actually part of that competition. The winning group from the Battle of the Chapters gets bragging rights.
Yes.
And they get to decide what next year will be the battle of what.
Oh, this will be fun.
Okay. Last year was Battle of the Sexes. This is Battle of the Chapters. Next year, the winning chapter this year decides what category it'll be.
Battle of the Blind Organization.
Oh, yes.
Right. All right. We're Ferris Wheel's going to be up next. After Ferris Wheel, if the IABS board would make their way to the front of the room and pay Allie no skimping. Byron is going to read some of the comments we got.
Move down.
Again, if you want to let us know you're watching or listening, send an instant message to Byron John Lee via AIM or byron@byronlee.com via MSN.
The judges are willing to be influenced by the internet audience.
Now, okay. The judges have a surprise coming up that they don't know about. So, after Ferris Wheel, after IABS, after NFBI, will be the judges' surprise. So, Mark, be nice.
Okay. Are we good? Tony Olivero, how do you say that name? Olivero? He wants a shout out, so hi, Tony!
Yeah, I'm stepping on it.
And, Randy Strunk says that IABS Idol is entertaining, and she's having fun.
Good.
And if you want to submit comments via AIM, it's Byron John Lee, or via MSN, that would be byron@byronlee.com. Or on Twitter, because we love the Twitter, Byron27. And next year we'll have NFB screen names all around. NFB at aim.twitter.google something or other, whatever.
I want to give a shout out also to Tony Olivero and Mark and I, Tony, have a special strawberries and cream frappuccino for you. It's nice and pink.
Oh.
Real men drink pink.
In October, yes.
In
October.
All right.
Ready?
What song are you guys, doing?
Puff the Magic Dragon.
Wow. Are you guys ready?
Ready. Well, this is Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Monterey. Little Jackie Paper loved that rascal Puff and brought him strings and sealing wax and other fancy stuff. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Together they would travel on a boat with billowed sails. Jackie kept a lookout perched on Puff's gigantic tail. Noble kings and princes would bow where they came. Pirate ships would lower their flags when Puff roared out his name. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea and frolicked in the autumn mist in a land called Honolulu. Dragons live forever, but not so little boys. Painted wings and giant's rings make way for other toys. One gray night it happened, Jackie Papers came no more, and Puff that mighty dragon, he ceased his fearless roar. His head was bent in sorrow, green scales glowing gray. Puff no longer went to play along the cherry lane without his lifelong friend. Puff would not be brave, so Puff that mighty dragon sadly slipped into his cave. Oh, Puff the Magic Dragon lived by the sea
So let me get this right. There's a dragon named Puff who frolics in the autumn mist.
Yes.
Okay.
Apparently you've never been to Honolulu.
That was a puff. That was quite a Halloween song, I must say. It was quite scary. Quite scary.
I totally have the munchies.
And apparently there is a parody version that involves that subject.
I guess we won't have to split the gift certificate.
Ryan, did you comment? I missed that. Did you say anything? Okay.
Ryan said he had the munchies.
Uh-oh. I'm not going there. Okay. Who is in the room from the 2008 scholarship class? Michelle's here. Who else? Who? Joseph. Anyone else? Roseanne. Anyone else? There was a challenge issued to the scholarship class to perform something at Idol tonight. Roseanne, you haven't yet. Michelle's about to. Would you like to come up and join us? The IABS board's about to do something. And I know you know this song, so come on up. Anyone else from the class of 2008? Okay, IABS board, get up here.
Wait a minute, she needs to go where? No. Come on, Allie.
Joseph, you're welcome to join us as well. Where's Lori? Lori Brown. She's smoking. Bruce Paul. He's here. I just saw him. IABS board, if you weren't going to be unelected tomorrow, you'd be fired. You're not willing. You're not allowed to be fired. So if we don't have a quorum, we don't have to do this?
Sweet. I moved to adjourn the meeting.
Okay, David Wright is instant messaging me, and he's probably in the same room.
No, he's at the bar.
David, tisk tisk.
What did David say? For Puff. David Wright, if you're in the room, you're a former board member. You can get up here. Okay, we've had lots of former board members. We're stalling, waiting for Lori to finish her cigarette. This was her idea. All right, NFBI board, you guys are next. So if you could get your wallets out. Allie's busy. She can't take your money quite yet, but please have it ready.
Oh, are these scholarship people paying?
No, they don't have to. They don't have to. Yeah, I get a free ride.
special. Go across the room.
Charge that man $5. Charge that man $5.
When did she go smoke?
Like 3 seconds ago.
She's probably talking to Jeff.
I went to bed.
And Bruce?
There's a movement in America, it's growing every day. With everyone around us trying to take our rights away. To the FDA and the AMA and everyone in between. It's time to hear our point of view on tar and nicotine. Let's smoke, smoke, we want the right to smoke. We've all been smoking since we were small. It's never affected us at all.
And how come I'm only 4 feet tall?
Smoke, smoke, smoke.
We definitely mentioned that.
They're banning us in restaurants and in the office too. We'll all be in detention camps before the year is through. The airlines have a brand new rule of which they state with pride.
If you like to smoke while we're in flight, you'll have to step outside.
Let's smoke, smoke. Let's smoke until we choke. Are we addicted? Yeah, right. I could give it up tonight.
Can somebody spare a menthol light?
Smoke,
please?
Smoke, smoke.
Please.
Let's go down to City Hall. Let's give the commander-in-chief a call. Tell him unless the rules relax, then we refuse to pay our tax. Sound off. Cough, cough. 1, 2, hack, hack.
I've beaten this issue half to death.
Can we stop marching? I'm losing my breath. Smoke, smoke. Let's smoke until we're broke.
On the phone with her fiance.
Oh.
All right. We're just going to get going. Since we are so lacking in board members who apparently are sleeping or talking to their fiancés, if anybody who is slated for the board tomorrow for the election wants to come up and join us, you're welcome to. We'll comp you the $5. David, come on up.
David's not here.
Brandy, Araceli, Cassandra, Debbie. They don't know what we're doing, so they're sort of scared. Yes, Debbie. Okay, you guys need to get closer.
I'm perfectly happy back here.
We are.
Yeah, we're good right here. There was a movement for some. Hopefully,
Probably
like,
that was kind of cool.
Like, come on.
Why did we assume that I would know all the words?
Go on.
It's a Bob, are you going to be part of the IABS board?
No, I'm here for the state affiliate.
Oh, well, okay, we're not done yet.
I'll be here for IABS board.
Sure.
I bet you this is as stimulating for the online crowd as for us.
What are we doing?
Sesame Street.
Oh, God.
All right. We have...
I don't have a clue.
We are a student division committed to learning and education... And the first teacher is either your home or your mom or your TV. In this case, it was our TVs. And so if you know the song, you're welcome to sing along with it.
Yes, please do.
Take it away, maestro.
Am I even facing the right way?
Yeah. Now, I think that was the best so far. I also want the record to reflect that somebody offered me some money, not enough though, that I didn't do it, to dress up as Big Bird. Unfortunately, Halloween is close and I couldn't find a costume.
How much money, Lonzo? Was it $1, $2, $3?
That's an extra $5, Joseph. Brandy would like everyone to know, where is it? That she has a Grover tattoo. So she's perfect for this board.
Let's see it. Let's see it.
It's in a place she can show. All right, thanks, guys. NFBI board, if you can make your way up to the front to pay Allie.
Are we required to judge that?
Let the record reflect she was too chicken to be a part of the IABS board herself.
Sure.
All right, yes. Hold on, the judges. We have mapped this out to get to Sesame Street. You go to Clark and Lake. And you get on a bus, and you sit there for about an hour or so.
And then they make it in record time. I got nothing. I you made me feel for a second like I was six, and that made me feel very vulnerable, and I don't like that, yeah. So thank you for reminding me that I'm old. There's your judgment, jerks.
Whoa.
Whoa. Now give me some Cheerios. Where's the
Cheerios, weirdo?
Yeah, where's the cartoon?
There are apparently two NFBI board members.
Tonight's Idol is sponsored by the number 4.
All right, we're missing some NFBI board members. We know you're not smoking, and we know you're not talking to your fiancé, so get up here.
Who are we missing? We're missing
Anthony. Where's Annette? Annette? Joe? Allie's up here. Kelly!
I'm here. Where can I hide? Over here by me.
Right in front of me.
All right, girls, right here. Come on, face up.
Annette!
It's okay. Annette.
Kelly, okay.
Joe's gone. Bill?
Yes, it was.
Who am I missing?
Joe's gone.
And that's here. Yeah, she's right. She's on your left. On your left.
Where's the leg?
Who else? There's two more. Anthony?
I don't think you did.
Anthony and... Who's your other board member? Carmen's here. One of your board members. She's right next to you.
Annette's
here.
Let me do that.
You're missing one of your board members.
Which one?
Anthony and someone else. Anthony, Joe.
How about Joe Monti?
He's gone.
Joe might have gone to bed. He didn't feel well. Where's Anthony?
Anthony's not here.
All right, then go with it.
Okay, do you want two mics?
NFBI board, everybody take two steps to your right.
To our right.
Okay.
Okay.
As long as I can hide behind Carmen.
Carmen's shorter than you, but you're both hiding behind Bill.
Yes.
Bill's our lead singer.
Well,
Bill's our lead singer. We follow him.
So, Anthony Thomas, are you in the room?
Yes.
Anthony! Anthony Thomas! If you don't come up and sing with your board, you will not sing by yourself. He's in the back of the room ignoring me.
Wah, wah.
Here he comes.
If any of you guys want to drop into
Thank
a
you.
Round, feel free.
Take two steps to your right, other right. Other right. Anthony, your other right. That's your, okay, fine.
Just remember, Bill's our lead singer.
All right.
No.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Yes.
Next up, just a minute ago, you heard from our young leaders. And this is what we aspire to be. Yeah. Take it away.
Boy.
You need to set your sights higher than this.
Yes. Okay. One. Two, okay. The name of this song is Tell the World. Tell the world.
Okay.
Not one, two, three. tell the world we're the NFB, working hard so all of us can have equality. Tell the world we're the NFB, working hard for all of us to have security. Tell the world we're the NFB, working hard so all of us may have an opportunity. Tell the world we're the NFB, working hard so all of us may have our dignity. Tell the world we're the NFB. Once our goals are realized, we will all be free. We're out of here.
We did as best we could.
We did okay. Hey.
Not bad. Tap your cane gently bad. Down the street.
Wait. Where's our third judge? Third judge. Ahem. Yeah, you'd think our NFBI board would pick a more age-appropriate song.
ABC, NFB. Oh.
Well, at least the word dignity was mentioned. I see from his Twitter that Joe the Plumber is very proud.
You know, it just goes to show that with enough drinks, anything can be fun.
Finally, we have one more. Wait a minute. A couple of what? Oh, don't worry. No. This is we're winding down the Battle of the Chapters now. We still have plenty of Idol to go. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, our esteemed judges are going to shortly deliberate and decide who among the chapters is the most talented and wins bragging rights and the determination of what next year's battle is going to be. But first, they are going to perform for you. Now, they don't know this. So you all need to get up here.
For what?
Well, in honor, this is going to stretch your talents. She stared. In honor of, and you know, Ryan's a musician, so he might get this. Mark, he's kind of, you know, an adult. He might get this. Julia, not so sure. In honor of the NFBI's 40th anniversary, we're going to test our judges and see if they can sing Happy Birthday.
Ronza?
Oh, and Ronza. When you're done, you can pay $5.
Ronza,
wait,
Ronza.
The national rep is abusing me with his cane. Okay, ready?
Ronza.
Yes.
Julia,
Julia, absolutely.
Yeah.
Come here.
Here, I lower the mic.
Oh, yeah.
I think we should make Julia sing I'm a Little Teapot.
Yeah. Anthony, are you going to pay her $5?
We all do it at a different
Nice. She'll do it if you pay her $5. We'll make her.
Oh.
Hello.
No. They get a freebie. Because we made them do it. It's not by choice.
you can sing.
Yes. It's at your height, so we'll just kind of squat down. What are we singing? Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I thought it was happy anniversary.
No, it's happy birthday.
Nice. Okay. Ready? Are we going to do it good? Or?
Just do it.
Right. Whatever you want. Yeah. All right. The shortest judge is going to lead off.
Say huh?
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 She's speechless for the first time ever.
Go ahead. After you.
No.
Ladies first.
No. No.
One, two.
Go for it.
Mark. Happy birthday
to
you.
Feliz cumpleaños, auntie.
You.
$5.
No puedo hablar inglés.
Oh, you.
Oh. Happy birthday to those guys.
I am.
$15.
Well, I'm speechless. I don't know about the rest of you, but let's just judge them. Leanne.
Let's judge the judges.
Whoa.
Well.
This is Bob. I think they need to pay double for that.
I think we should go to the bar and talk about it.
Well, I just have to say it was wonderful. You guys just did such a great job. I give it a 10.
Was that Paula that this talked?
All right, I'm too busy laughing here. Okay. Dude, who's... Anthony, are you in the room? You're up next. Okay. While Anthony makes his way up to the front, if the judges would deliberate and choose the chapter, that's the winner of the Battle of the Chapters.
Excuse me.
Anthony, can I have your money?
Is this fine? Is that fine?
I'm checking.
In a vote among all the chapters, I vote for the bibliography.
Yes, it is. Okay, after Anthony...
Your song.
Your song, okay. After Anthony, if Carmen, Christy, and Patty would make their way up to the front.
Thank you.
We're done. We're done. We would like to announce.
Stop whining.
We'll see if she agrees. If she.
Karaoke, please.
Hang on, they have to make their decision. Come on.
Thank you, Bill.
Well, you gotta run it
too. Okay.
Huff the Dragon.
It was a hard deliberation, really it was.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. Not one of those who can easily hide, would I? Don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. A man who makes potions in the traveling show. I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the words how wonderful life is when you're in the world. Sat on the roof, kicked off the mud with you. Now the best is what got me wine crossed. Well, sit and grind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting these things I do. See, I've forgotten if they grin or them blue. But anyway, the thing is what I really mean. You're the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is a song. It may be quite simple, but now that's done. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down in words how wonderful life is when you're in words. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put
diamond worlds. How wonderful life is when you're in world.
Thank you, everybody.
I think you did a really good job. For others, I can't say the same. But there's this like high and low. In the low, there's you. At high, there's Debbie Pittman. In the middle, there's everyone else.
I hope you don't mind, but that was definitely better than the last performance.
You know, I like it because, you know, Anthony, I'm pretty sure you're going to heaven because you had two souls on that one, man. I was all over that.
Got a tear in my eye.
No, it's not. Patty, Carmen, Christy?
I'm here.
Okay. After that, Don, are you in the room?
All right.
Don Gilmore? Okay. You're going to be after them.
Okay. That works. Okay, we can do that. As long as you take the middle, we're cool. Yes. I can actually do this one.
I've got a sore throat. It is killing me.
Carmen, this is the last one we need to do.
And I'm nervous, as always.
You're too far back here. You won't be able to get the mic. Test the mic, because you got to be closer.
Okay. Right. You can hear me.
You can hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
All right, Carmen, you got to be a little closer. Come in. Come in.
Where is the mic?
It's right here.
Yeah, I had to.
Hello.
Okay. So we're going to stay on the sides, and she'll be that. Okay. Now you can't get too far back here.
I know.
Okay.
Ready.
We're ready. Let's go.
A little more Byron.
Remember, this is a redneck tradition, guys. It's Kyron, Christy, and Patty.
Sometimes it's hard to be a woman. Giving all your love to just one man. Cause after all, he's just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely. Stand by your man.
Listen, that's a lot better than last year, guys.
We're getting better. We're going to keep working.
A lot better, man.
They give blind loyalty a new definition. This. Now, Patty just hit me. Mark hit me a little while ago. Mic's off. Okay, a plea from the audience. Tell the people in charge here to stop hitting me. That's insubordination, I think. Judges.
Oh, yeah. I'm tired.
Tired of listening to your mom year in and year out suck?
Well, on that note, no, that was great. You know, as someone that has had the honor and privilege of coming behind a very powerful woman and who lives with one, that was wonderful from the very powerful women of the NFBI.
Now, I loved it that when they got done with the song, Patty yelled something like, "We're getting better. We're working on it." And, you know, that way I don't have to say it. Thanks, Patty.
Yeah, we'll do the repeat of "I shot the sheriff."
I was tired.
She's sleeping.
Do you have music accompanying you?
No.
Okay.
All right. Okay, quick announcement. Bruce Paul, are you in the room? Okay, you're up next. After.
Don't make a loud.
Well, you have one more performance.
What?
Don't make an announcement of what I'm doing.
Okay, no problem. Okay. Once again, IABS has water and Chex Mix.
I'll take gallon.
And raffle tickets. Yeah. These are our big fundraisers, guys. IABS Idol and then selling this stuff, so please help us out. Okay. The bar is going to be open until 12:30. And we've done so partly to accommodate you, partly because somebody keeps spilling my Cokes. And partly because the bartender, Pam, has made a special request for a performance, which will come up shortly.
Okay.
But for, you know, Pam has done an absolutely amazing job. Let's show Pam our appreciation.
Yeah.
Hey, next up. Well, I'll let him introduce himself. Go ahead.
Okay. Do you want it higher?
No, fine. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Don Gilmore. I guess a few of you may have heard from me. You know, I'm yes, I probably have a following that's three or four.
So, I'm going to do a song a cappella. So, you guys ready? All right. Acapulco, that's what it said, right? Isn't that right? Oh, I'm sorry. It's a cappella. Ah, I must have been smoking. All right. Y'all ready? I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. Oh, I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff, but I did not shoot the deputy. I shot the sheriff. Oh, God, I did not shoot that damn deputy.
The deputy shot himself.
Oh no. Very, very quickly for Pam. I don't. Oh God. Very quickly for Pam, I just wanted to give her a quick little taste of this.
Making your way in the world today takes everything you've got. Taking
a break
from all your worries sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name.
Cheers, man. Cheers. Don't shoot the deputy. This room owes us about $100.
Yeah, I think he was kind of slurring his words, so I thought he was saying I shot the sheriff, but I didn't shoot the Japanese.
Present.
I abstain.
Somebody should have abstained back there, yes. So, I promised I wouldn't do this, but I need to give a commercial here. So, Don's performance brought to you by Stolli, Grey Goose, Wild Turkey, Budweiser, Miller. I could keep going. Christian Brothers, Corbell, Tanqueray.
Did you say his parents should have abstained? Was it?
Okay. On that note, we are very excited. It's 12:10 Saturday morning, and we still have 17 people listening to the stream.
Get a life!
Blair?
How many are awake?
If you're awake, please send an instant message to prove our national rep wrong. To Byron John Lee via AIM or Byron@ByronLee.com.
Now, Ronza, that was a research question. I wasn't saying they were.
The Jernigan Institute's going to do
the research question.
Statistical study analysis here. Yes, we do. Okay, next up. How many are left? I don't know. Four, maybe? Five. Somewhere in that. A handful. Next up, we have IAB's board member, Bruce Paul, performing Wonderwall.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I haven't been drinking enough. Do we have some music or something to...
Get him a drink. You ready?
Sure, go.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your eyes out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And I'm all alone, we have to walk the winding. And all the lights I need is there. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one to save me. And after all, today is gonna be the day, but they'll never throw it back to you. By now, you should have somehow realized what you got to do.
I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Like to say to you, but I don't know how.
I said
maybe
you're gonna be the one to save me.
And after all,
you're my Wonderwall.
Thank you all. Sorry, my sister Jeanette.
Bruce Paul on the NSCS. Wonderwall is going to be holding him up a little later.
Luckily, I picked something that was kind of in my key. Kind of.
What key is that, H?
I have no idea. but it's definitely not B flat like.
Yeah. So many things I'd rather be doing.
Skeleton key.
This is a song by Paul Gallagher, right? You know, from the Oasis, right? And I've got my hoodie on and I got my jeans on, so you know, I'd go with the total Gallagher Brothers things and say, you know, whatever.
Well, thank goodness he's wearing a hoodie. Ryan was apparently blown away, so he has no comment.
There's a mic right here.
Come on. Ryan, are you going to sing?
Blown away.
You have to comment on this one.
I do.
Oh. I got it.
I already gave room to the middle.
You did?
Awesome.
It's not last call yet, is it? Last call? It's closing time.
Hey, you're going to need to pay for that.
Okay, no, I don't. I've already paid a lot. Okay. Lori Brown, you are up next. With me. Okay, he is after him. Okay. While he's tuning, we told you we had a special request from Pam the bartender. Woo, Pam! It's besides her request, it's closing time, last call for alcohol. Bill, that's $5. Okay, Pam's request, she heard that one of our judges has some talent.
Which one?
And she also heard that Ryan can play the guitar and can sing. So Pam's requested a song from Ryan, and since he's our NABS rep, and even though he's insulted me mercilessly, he paid $10, and so he gets to do two.
Give me one second here. I'm tuning this out.
After Lori, we have Brandy. Brandy Nicole. And then Anthony.
This thing is making me nervous here, Debbie. It's creaking real good here, and I don't want to bust your strings. No, I don't want it. I'm gonna sort of half my way through this. There's a string that doesn't seem to want to work here. So All right. We've been doing a lot of ballads tonight, so I figured I would do sort of a ballad of my own here. This one is by a group called Pollen Storm. No, not a secret ballad.
I know Pollen Storm, they rock.
Give me one second.
Is there a piano tuner in the house? It sounds like an A.
Well, it's a. It won't turn. That's the peg will not turn.
Then maybe you should put it down.
Well. It already is. That's the interesting thing.
There's a little
Yeah, it's this.
Yeah.
And it's an F. It's supposed to be in G, but that's all right.
All right.
That won't work. It's okay. We're, yeah, we're good.
All right. It's not quite set up for the one, so I'm gonna do one that I wrote. Because I was talking earlier about being a singer-songwriter, so. This is one that I wrote, and it is unfortunately a true story. If you listen to the words, this is one that I wrote about an incident in my life that thankfully did not happen to me. But nonetheless, I hope you enjoy it. They met first by letter and fell deep in love. She was strong as an ox, he was meek as a dove, and they loved as much as any pair can. Her name was Jennifer Ann. He came to see her when May was at hand. What she could see in him, none could understand. But the chasm of our mistrust their dreams could span. Her name was Jennifer Ann. They both went dancing and held on so tight, not just to each other, but to that sweet night. For they shared their love on Mother's divan. Her was Jennifer Ann. He went back home as May turned to June. They promised each other they'd meet again soon. To be married one day was part of their plan. Her name was Jennifer Ann. Well, he to her and said, "Dear, I have lied. There's a truth leashed inside me that must be untied. I was born a female, I was never a man." Her was Jennifer Ann. This story's moral is simple yet true. Some people you meet will withhold truth from you. So be careful of those you meet on MSN.
Okay. I'm sorry. And I have to wake up for Ives' breakfast. Yeah. I don't think I want to meet Jennifer Ann.
Well, that was great. It certainly confirms everything we've said about everybody else.
I give it a 10 for originality. How's that?
Who are you, anyway?
I said it wasn't me.
Were you born a female?
All right, let's see here. My love is a butterfly, floating sweetly through a summer field, spreading beauty and love under the midday sun. And your love is an entomologist, chasing me down and snaring me in your net, and taking me home, jabbing a pin through my guts, and mounting me on your wall. A pin. Your love is a pin through my guts. Grab your loved ones. My love is a sailing ship, seeking out a friendly shore to set down my anchor, happily never to sail no more. Your love is the ocean that drowns me, leaving my bones to be picked at by crabs, and bringing settlers to the new world with smallpox and influenza, and wiping out the indigenous population. Smallpox. Your love is smallpox. You are a mighty redwood, falling on a family of deer. You are a soaring eagle, landing in a minefield. You are a river, rising over the downtown levees. Your love is Christmas in Iran. Your love, my love is a brand new puppy, knowing only joy and trust, greeting each new day like a miraculous gift. And your love is an underground dog-fighting ring, capturing me and keeping me in a cage on the brink of starvation, torturing me daily until all that I am is hate and rage, and death knows no meaning for me, just like Christopher Walken at the end of The Deer Hunter. Christopher Walken, Christopher Walken, Christopher Walken. Your love is Christopher Walken. I didn't write that one.
Has he had a few bad relationships lately?
Any relationship? Has he loved my three?
Are you hitting on me?
Oh my god, that'd be so
cool. I wasn't like present during this song.
You gotta put it away because I'm gonna hold my
hand. Good night, Simon.
Randy, if you're out there, this is a call for help.
I got one word for you, Ryan. Therapy.
You might be in love with this therapist.
Thank you.
I'm here for you, Bob. Yeah. I'm here for you. I love you, man.
Yeah, so Ryan, if anybody from Aon is listening, this is the good part, okay?
Ryan, I have two words for you. Dr. Demento.
Oh, no. We're not doing it. I haven't heard that since, like, 1983. Are you listening to Tell Me right now? Or?
Twitter.
I'm getting the reviews on Mr. Strunk from Twitter.
Oh.
Turn
down the microphone.
Yes. What's the name of the song again?
How Do I Live?
Okay. Thank you.
Carefully.
You ready?
Drunkly.
This is my love song to Ronza.
Aww. And mine right back at her.
We practiced.
In bed.
Okay, now, that's too
why did,
much information.
Why did everybody leave?
How do I get through a night without you? If I had to live without you, what kind of life would that be? Oh, and I need you in my arms, need you to hold. You're my world, my heart, my soul. If you ever leave, baby, you would take away everything good in my life. And tell me how do I live?
Runs is going to Baltimore, right?
No. Nope.
We're gonna miss her.
Aww. How do I go on if you ever leave? Well, baby, you would take away everything. Need you with me. Baby, don't you know that you're I live without you.
I just want to say one thing. Rones has been a very good friend of mine, and I'm going to miss her a lot. And I know that she's got a great future. It's been rough the last couple years not being around, being in Minnesota. But she's a great person, and I wish her the best of luck. And she's going to be fabulous.
I love Lou Lori.
And it was great doing business with Ronza and taking orders from Ronza for the last 2 years.
She made me cry. She's the only one today who can.
Oh,
thank
and
you.
It's early yet because it's like 12:30, so we've got the whole day.
And you all can't say nothing about that, you three over there, because you were talking the whole time, so you can't criticize.
Don't forget we're streaming.
Yeah. Woo! We made her cry online or on the internet.
I love you guys. You'll always be my home state, and I'll be back. Nicole and Brandy.
Wait.
Nicole and Brandy, after the judges are done, you're up.
We love you too, Ronza.
Ah, sleep talking.
Yes, I am.
Well, in 140 characters or less, Ronza, it's clear you have a great deal of leadership and that you're doing a great job here, and thank you for putting on a great evening.
Just think, Mark, she's coming to Maryland.
You know, I was going to make a comment about how you should have just sent her a card, but that was a really great performance, and I think that the dedication was well-deserved. So thank you both for... Lori for the performance and Ronza for your outstanding leadership.
Do you think we should take it on the road, Ryan? Because I'm thinking if this Homeland Security thing doesn't work out for her and I decide to quit my job at Blind Incorporated, I think we could make it big.
Oh, thank goodness there's no
I could teach life skills on the road. That's life, man.
I think that the NABS rep should refrain from insulting me while I'm crying. Do I hear a motion?
I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Ryan, we just put you in your place, buddy.
She'll be back when civil liberties are back in vogue.
Okay. Brandy and Nicole are next. After that, Anthony. Are you ready? Okay. You want to introduce yourself?
You can do it.
Okay. Yeah.
Redneck woman? Yeah, I think so. They both have words.
Right. Coming up next. Right now, in fact. Brandy Winiecki and Nicole Gleason performing Redneck Woman by Gretchen Wilson.
Feel free to sing along. By the way, I'm Rainbow Windsong on LiveJournal and Twitter, in case anybody cares. Twitter, yay! Please do. I write some really interesting stuff, and I love voice posting, and I love making new friends and all that stuff on the internet. So, and I love texting. I'm addicted to texting. Okay. All right. So here we go. This was all Brandy's idea. She put me up to this.
Four-wheel drive tailgate.
raunchy, a little too hardcore. But in my neck of the woods, I'm just a girl next door. Hey, I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high-class broad. I'm just a product of my race, and I say, hey, y'all, and yee-haw. And I keep my Christmas lights on my front porch all year long. And I know all the words to every Tanya Tucker song. So here's to all my sisters out there keeping it country. Let me get a big hell yeah from the redneck girls like me. Hell yeah!
Can I go to sleep now?
Anthony. Ladies, that was a good choice. The time slot, that was.
I got nudged over here and asked why I wasn't doing the Hell Yeah along with you guys, and I'm not sure whether they were just trying to get me into the spirit or they think I'm a redneck woman. But thank you, ladies, for having me call that into question. You guys are just cruel.
Thank you, Jennifer Ann.
Okay. We have, according to my schedule, two performances to go. Anthony and then the IABS board to close it out. Did we miss anyone? If you're not passed out, yes. Allie, here's 100. Did we forget anybody? Thanks. Okay. We have our final judgeable performance with Anthony Thomas. It's in front of me. Who will tell us what he's doing. Anthony.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It looks like we're just about done here. I'm going to be singing Please Come to Boston by David Loggins. Come to Boston for springtime. I'm staying here with some friends and they've got lots of room. And you can sell your paintings on the sidewalk. than an open air cafe where I hope to be working soon. Please come Boston, she said, no. Boy, won't you come home to me? And she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Cause Boston ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Please come to Denver when the snow falls. We'll move up into the mountains so far that we can be found. Though I love you echoes and the canyon. And we lie awake at night and then come back around. Come to Denver, she said no. And boy, won't you come home to me. And then she said, hey, you rambling boy, why don't you settle down? Cause Denver ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm number one fan of the man from Tennessee. Well, this drift, this world, it goes round and round and I doubt if it's ever gonna stop. And of all the dreams that I've lost and found and all that I ain't got, I still need a laying down. Somebody I can sing to, well. Please come to L.A. and live forever. Cause a California life alone is just too hard to bear. I live in a house that looks out over the ocean. That's as high as a feather in the sky, living upon a hill. Please come to L.A., she said no. But boy, won't you come home to me. And then she said, hey, rambling boy, why don't you sit around? Cause L.A. ain't your kind of town. There ain't no gold and there ain't nobody like me. I'm the number one fan of the man, Tennessee. And I'm the number one fan of the man from Tennessee.
I was paying attention. Good job.
This moon pie is great.
You know, we've had a lot of really good performances tonight, excluding the next one. No, I'm kidding. And I just, you know,
remember the motion.
It's been a lot of fun to watch all of you guys, and thank you, Anthony, for putting a great capstone on the evening.
Headstone, did you say?
Friends in low places. Come on. Okay. Calling the roll. Lori.
Yeah.
Rob's not. You love someone before me. We learn the truth.
Hey, if Ryan's got his Jennifer Anna or whatever, I got my. No, I'm kidding.
Why?
And the way I made change for you was from
No worries. Take 20. 20 out of the idle money and put it in the other. That's all. That's all.
Take it easy there.
Are you?
Don't worry.
What? I didn't. That was. That was Bruce. Are you pretending to be an IAMS board member for old time's sake? Cool.
Yeah, he is.
Sweet. Okay.
You can be Rob Hobson.
This is.
I'll be Rob Hobson. Supposedly, I sound like Rob Hobson.
Past and present.
Past and present.
Past and present.
Past and present.
Okay.
Allie, it's okay.
What?
Do you see what I'm saying?
Take
20 out of the.
Yeah. It's okay if I just take 20.
I'm
yeah.
Dave,
and put it in the other one.
Do you need money out of the raffle?
No. She made change.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
She's got some.
Oh.
All right, let's get this.
Okay.
Okay.
We got a 7 o'clock breakfast.
We have a 7 o'clock breakfast we got to get to. So after this, the judges are going to announce who the winner of IAB's Idol is.
And it has to be me because I'm the only one in here.
Lori says it has to be her because she's the only one in here.
I think not.
This board has been together.
I didn't do anything.
Patty, listen up. This is for you.
Ooh.
Hey, I'm leaving in a week. It doesn't matter.
Bye.
That's what we should have said.
This board has been together more or less for 2 years and almost 2.5. And this has become a tradition in our drunken state. We sing this song. Though everybody's sober tonight,
sober.
Except for the men.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
Patty.
Why is this for me? It should be for
Alex. Why?
Well, it's because you weren't paying attention. I was trying to get your attention. So in this group here, we have First Vice President Lori Brown. Former First Vice President Dave Wright.
Woo!
Treasurer Allie Slaughter.
Woo!
Board Member Bruce Paul.
Woo!
Board Member Michelle Wesley.
Woo!
And me, I'm Ron Zothman. I serve as president for the next 36 hours.
Cause a big scene. Just give me an hour and then
Already know what's coming, don't you? And you know what?
No, we're not done.
You're right.
Sit down.
Give it up for Yaya Gould. Version of Friends and Locals. Because it's only here where you can find that mysterious third verse that goes on the end of the song. But does anybody know the words of that verse?
I know the word ass is in it.
Well, in that case, I think the Friends in Low Places should sing that third verse.
We have a winner. Everybody come up to the front and give him a big hug. Come on.
Yeah. As creative.
No pressure, though. No pressure.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for hanging out with
us. Could the song, like, get any longer?
Yeah.
You know,
she's...
Now, Julia Chang, Simon, you say that every year.
I'm supposed to... Wait, what? Wait, huh?
All right. All right.
Wake up.
Announce the winner for IAB's Idol, and we'll go to bed.
Thanks, everyone, for their generous contributions of $5.
Woo!
Hum! Yum! Okay. I finished eating the mic. I'm supposed to announce the winner, right? Did we? We did. Oh. Drum roll can stop. Ahem. Lolly Blown.
The winner of the $25 gift certificate to Red Lobster and or Olive Garden, which was purchased through the NFBI and Chicago Chapter Certificate Program, and $5 worth of IABS 50-50 raffle tickets is...
Lori Brown.
Lori Brown! Woo! All right. Lori Brown, come get your prize.
Bye, people.
Wait. We are going to give you the totals count.
I have an
acceptance
speech-ish.
Okay. Okay.
I've got a lot of ones here. Do you want me to count?
Yes. Okay. The proceeds tonight from IABS Idol. Patty, we're waiting for you once again. Excuse me, Madam President. Excuse me, Mr. National Rep. May we have your attention, please? We're still on streaming. Tonight, IABS raised through IABS Idol $240. Thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you, IABS Board. You are absolutely amazing. Thank you, Byron and Blair, absolutely. Thank you, Leanne, who's been our runner. Thank you to the hotel. Thank you to Pam, our bartender. Thank you to everybody who listened out on the web. Tony Olivero, here's your shout-out. I just got your Twitter. We are at 13, and it's 1 a.m. We will see you bright and early tomorrow morning at 7, I'm not kidding, 7 a.m. in the Bristol Room. And I do mean it. We are going to start at 7. We will be streaming again the breakfast in the morning. We will have the business session and also the election. General session begins promptly at 9. Don't be late. 260, sorry. We made 260. 267, apparently. No, those are waters. 260. And thank you all for coming. We'll see you next year.
Do you need help carrying anything upstairs? Yes. Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
Do I get to sing? Okay. Closing time. Turn all the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can stay here. Closing time. I know who I want to take me home, take me home. This isn't in my sheet, so I sing time. I can't remember the rest. So I can tell you a story. So when I played this song at my birthday party, which was in 1998, August 28th, my sister said she didn't like this song because she reminded her of all the dirty bars in Chicago. But then I played it to her and I explained it to her. It's a great song. She says, turn all on the lights on over every boy and every girl. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. They go, I know who I want to take me home. Take me home.